It's Thursday, March 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. But first, this reminder. Join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green, founder of the Museum of the Bible. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. Go to generations.org. China's National People's Congress voted Sunday in favor of a constitutional amendment to remove presidential term limits for Chinese President Xi Jinping, allowing him to rule for life. The revoked two-term presidential limits were added in 1982, 6 years after the death of China's Mao Zedong, whose dictatorship saw the deaths of millions of people. The Chinese government continues to crack down on the rapid spread of Christianity in the country. Just last week, authorities in the Henan province forcibly entered a state-sanctioned church and tore down its crosses. On Tuesday, a Turkish prosecutor formally indicted American pastor Andrew Brunson on false charges of espionage and terrorism, calling for a life sentence. Pastor Brunson served a church in Turkey for over 2 decades before being imprisoned in 2016. Brunson's daughter recently shared a note from him, which said, quote, "I am in prison not for anything I have done wrong, but because of who I am, a Christian pastor. Yet I believe this to be true. It is an honor to suffer for Jesus Christ, as many have before me." End quote. 1 Peter 4:15 through 16 says, "But let none of you suffer as an evildoer. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." Ontario's newly elected Progressive Conservative Party leader Doug Ford announced Monday that he would repeal the sex education curriculum in the province's public schools. Despite protests from parents, Liberals implemented the vile education program back in 2015, introducing impressionable children in the third grade to homosexuality and quote-unquote gender identity. Religious studies major Lake Engel was barred last week from a Christianity class at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania for stating there are only two genders. Engel says he was silenced and punished by Professor Allison Downey after speaking up in the class featuring a TED Talk by a transgender former pastor. Engel plans to defend his First Amendment rights next week before an academic integrity board of the university. Isaiah 59:14 declares, "Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." This year's annual March for Life at the U.S. Capitol drew over 100,000 people. Among them were many high school and college-age students who are passionate about life. The Daily Signal's latest video shares interviews with some of those students, reports Life News.
I'm pro-life because I believe that God made a purpose for everyone's life.
I'm pro-life because God really has a purpose for each person that He's created, all the way from conception to natural death.
Because I believe that every human being has a chance at life. Jesus died for us, so we all need to live for Him.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy may retire as early as this summer, a Republican senator has stated, reports The Hill. Senator Dean Heller of Nevada said in a speech recently, quote, "Kennedy is going to retire around sometime early summer, which I'm hoping will get our base a little motivated," end quote. 81-year-old Kennedy has been an important swing vote on the bench for 29 years, siding with liberals at times, including the 2015 Obergefell pro-homosexual marriage decision. Such a vacancy would allow President Donald Trump to make another appointment after nominating conservative Neil Gorsuch last year to replace Antonin Scalia. Renowned British astrophysicist and atheist Stephen Hawking died yesterday at the age of